With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. It is October 23rd. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the outdoor show this morning.
Hello, everybody. Johnny B here. Good morning.
Johnny, what's up?
Oh, just working on that wedge game.
Yeah.
Oh, man, well, it's a butter knifed one yesterday.
Well.
Sent some shivers down mine and another man's spine. The rest of them pretty darn solid.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, I played a little bit yesterday, too.
So. Mm-hmm. Did you go over to Moody's?
Pretty warm. Oh, pretty warm.
It got a little toasty in the afternoon, I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Obviously, you know, we're going to have a little bit of wind coming in during the weekend, at least what it looks like.
Hopefully, a little cool down and some north wind. And we got one probably tonight come through. Be nice tomorrow, and then another one coming next week probably.
Let's get back to the 70s,
like
baby.
Wednesday.
I'll take the 70s all day long.
I'm with you. I'm on it. I'm working on it. All right, well, cool. Our sponsors for today's show, Texan Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, Way More Silencers. We appreciate each and every one. Weather right now, Galveston, 79 down on the island. Feels like 85 this morning. Partly cloudy today with a stray shower or thunderstorm. It could be possible. East winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour with a high of 83. Then tonight, weather change coming. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low near 65. Winds will turn north at 15 to 25. And looks like tomorrow, partly cloudy. High around 75 down on the island with winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So here come the northerly winds and cooler temperatures. And I know everybody's ready. They're welcoming this. Looking at tides for today, we have a high that just occurred after midnight at 12:59 a.m. It was a 1.9. Our next tide is a low this evening at 4:51 p.m. and 0.3. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:40 p.m. Days are just continuing to get shorter and shorter. 41% on our moon phase. Currently, the buoy offshore is showing east-southeast at 11, gusting to 13, water temp 77, air temp 78, and at Eagle Point, 78 degrees with 80-degree water, east-southeast winds 7 to 9, and Morgan's Point, it's 78 degrees up there, too, with 80-degree water, east-southeast winds 9 to 10. So, there it is. Johnny, did you hear about that new state record catfish caught in Georgia by a Florida fisherman?
No, what happened? Tell me about it.
It was a blue cat, big old blue cat. I thought of Richard Totch when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's holding it up, 110.6 pounds.
110 Good. Pounds, Googly six moogly. Ounces. Is that even allowed to be that big?
Yeah, it was a fat boy. 58 inches long, 42 inches in girth.
And, whoa. Ooh. That's the size of probably a fifth grader.
Yeah, or really a
small seventh grader.
Average size woman, except it could be a little bit taller. Just a little bit. But, man, big old fat blue cat. Giant one. I saw that. I figured I'd have to bring that
up
this
morning. I grew up in Louisiana. We saw a lot of strange things, but never anything quite like that.
That's a big cat, especially a blue. You know, you hear about ops and all that getting that big, but for blues, that's a big one. That is a good one.
He's from Fat Boys R Us.
Oh, yeah, or good old big one, one or the other. All right, well, let's go to the Tri-Bay and let's get all hooked up with the Hammer this morning, see if he's hooked up. Hammer, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Tell me all about it, bud.
Okay, I've got a list for it. I'll make it short and sweet, dude. There ain't nothing going on. I've only been fishing one time this week, but it's that time of year, hit and miss, you know. We try to get as many trips in as we can, but it ain't working out so good right now. Things are a little slow, but, hey, we're doing fine, man. I started off the week after I talked to you on Sunday. I headed back out to the Sweeney and finished up some cleaning and doing some mowing and stuff out around my buddy's deer lease out there. But yeah. Anyway, and then Monday I went and did my civic duty. Went out and got a boat. You know, down here, we never even had to wait in any kind of line. There was no crowd. We walked in, showed them our ID, my wife and I, and, man, we were in a booth boating and out of there in 10 minutes, dude. It was, straight ticket for Democrats, and, hey, we're all good, dude. So
good for you.
Yeah.
No, well, it was nice talking to you. Look, I got to run. No, I'm just kidding.
I stayed up last night watching that stuff, man, and I don't know. I just it is what it is, buddy. Hey, we're all going to see some changes come up one way or the other here pretty soon. But, man, look, our weather, we've had tides around us, Captain Mickey. Anybody want to buy some beach property? I'm done with this, man. Hey, come on and take it. I've had water under my house the last few mornings. You know, these long, long outgoing and incoming tides that we've had. Lord have mercy. They go out all day and they come in in the afternoons all night. Yeah. I've got at least, it's not up on the slab under the cabin right now, but it is definitely in the front yard, up around my truck and stuff. Man, oh, man, just
east
a soaker.
Winds. Well, we're on a strong tide schedule, strong outgoing, strong incoming, but, I mean, you get these east winds for this long a period of time, and you're going to push water into our system. I mean, that's just part of it.
Boy, it is, and I'm telling you, it's big tides, big tides. I've been watching birds out to work on the Gulf a little bit, with a couple calm mornings. I don't know which days that was because of wind. We have had it from every direction, Captain Mickey. It just seems like it's coming. It came south, southwest. I think it came north and northeast. It swung around the horn this week. I couldn't really get a good feel of it. But my wife and I got to go out and take the little dog for a ride, for a boat ride on Tuesday. Took some hop-o-matics and boom, buddy, it was on. We picked up 5 trout and I brought them back and shared them with a friend of mine, and we kept just enough for a meal. But it was on popping corks, and we had a good time, man. We caught a lot of fish and the pretty nice ones. We had one that was just about 21 inches, and that seems to be. I haven't had a fish over 21 inches in quite a while down here.
You and a lot of people.
We just aren't picking up any, and not that we're looking for any trophies or monsters either. We just go out to catch some fish and put some people on some good times and stuff. But, hey, man, the way the tides got the fish scattered, I've heard a couple other reports from my friends that they've been out it's tough. You know, one of my neighbors only caught one little baby throwback red yesterday on his trip. He went out for a little while and he blamed it on all the water being everywhere. He had to drive your truck through salt water to get to the boat ramp. And, you know, anybody that knows this area down here, it's just so shallow. And like you said, that east wind's got that water piled on us. So, anyway, we get through this. I think they called it autumn equinox or whatever. And we have those strong tides and those moons, you know what I mean? And it's going to be pulling and water temperature. We have zero wind this morning. I mean, it is really, really calm down here, Captain Mickey. I'm looking at a goose egg on the middle of the deal and a gust up to 2 miles an hour. So, if this is any truth at all, we uh, we aren't seeing any wind, and it's coming out of the east, southeast, but more east. And let's see here. I'm so excited about the upcoming season, you know, between the fronts and all that. This is the timing. It's all about timing this time of year, you know, getting out there between the fronts or right before the front, or, you know, not during the front, but sometime after the fronts. And, you know, you can hit them pretty good, you know, usually. But our water temperature's coming on down, and I think it's probably around 75 now.
80 is what I'm showing across the board this
morning.
Oh, it's
still 80 degrees.
Yeah.
See, and you would have thought by now.
Everybody's,
you know,
still wading wet. They're not even having to wear their waders yet. It's warm.
Well, oh, my
Late
goodness.
October, 80-degree water. Crazy.
This time of year. Right? But like you said, it's showing in the 60s all next week. The lows, you know, not the highs, but the lows are, you know, be some nice cool mornings. And yeah, it will be some good wading here pretty soon. I'm just, our bait camps are holding some bait, a little bit. You know, you might look around and find you a shrimp flag, a white flag flying. And, you know, just a few bait camps have it, and just a mixture. Some of them have croaker. Some of them, you know, got mullet and stuff. But I doubt if you're going to find one bait camp that has a little bit of everything. It's just, and that's probably something to do with the tides. I know the bait camps down here, I know three or four different shrimp boats that go out all the time. And they come in and they just got a moderate 40-something pounds of shrimp, which doesn't equate to too many quarts and pints. But
No, I don't.
You know, they're, and anyway, starting to see the birds working a little bit, and we got under some birds, and they were just little dink trout, and that's the way it is going to be, hit and miss. You know, it could be gaff tops. It could be anything underneath them right now. But we watched out in the bay yesterday, we watched a flock of birds working, and they just stayed right over. I couldn't see any backs coming out of the water or anything like that. I had my binoculars on them, and couldn't see any backs rolling out of the water. But the birds were definitely excited. And there was a flock of probably 20, 30 gulls over one little old spot. And it's probably little dink trout. There ain't a bit of telling this time of year. You might pull up under some birds and get you some whoppers, you know. There's some good reds. Hey, and when that wind blows, some of the best red fishing I've ever done was in Christmas Bay with the white caps, or either South Padre Island, white caps. We went out. When you couldn't keep us home and the weather was real bad and everything, man, we'd go out, Captain Mickey, and I didn't care how hard the wind was blowing. Put on a popping cork and the live shrimp, and work that thing and work the dog. If you have a good, loud popping cork, and I mean, a lot of them have some beads and rattlers on them now, buddy, you can really shake up those reds and some trout. They love the, it's tougher. It's definitely tougher, but you can catch them in those conditions. Some of the best days I've had on redfish have been on the roughest water, the windiest, white-cappiest water you can imagine back in that bay. Pushes a bait up against one shoreline, and if you can catch it just right. See, our east wind doesn't work for us down here because of all of our little islands and barrier islands, everything seems to be running east to west. And when we have that east wind, it like blows right down the pipe, and it's just hard to get out of. Mm-hmm. It's hard to work the little tow heads and stuff just right. But it's all good, man. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the upcoming season and get to go out and spend some time around Doug's deer lease. And just not that I want to kill anything or anything, but I have the opportunity if I want it. We are going to go opening weekend.
Good.
And I've got a friend of mine. I'm letting him take my spot. And
it's almost un-American to miss opening weekend.
I know, especially when the deer lease is only an hour from
Unfortunately, I'm not going to get the hut opening weekend, but my time's coming.
Good. You're going to have me some quality
waiting
time
on the holidays, man, and I'm out of here. I'm gone for a week.
You got that. You and my wife have that Christmas birthday coming up, and so y'all deserve a little vacation. But anyway, bait camps are holding bait.
All right,
boat ramps are open, Captain Mickey, and that's all I know down here, buddy.
All right, Hammer. Well, hey, throw your number out.
Yes, sir. Reach me at 713-208-0680 for booking, or either call my cell phone 713-208-0683. All right, buddy. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you, Hammer. Take care,
yes,
bud.
Sir.
All right,
bye
later.
Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Good song selection because we're fixing to talk to a green guy. It's called Bob Green, Fayette County. Let's see what he's up to this morning. Well, good morning, Bob. What's up?
Well, good morning to you.
How you doing,
man? How you
man?
Doing this morning?
I'm good.
Well, yeah.
I see you're getting better.
I'm getting better. I actually don't have to go into a wheelchair now.
You're on a walker? Well, them bass are fixed to be in trouble, man.
Well, I tell you what, just as soon as I get it built back up, I'm ready. I just got a... I got the grandson coming over this morning. He's actually going to run the boat in a water hose for me for a little while.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Boy.
Boy, it's heck to get old, ain't it?
Man, I never knew it'd be that much involved. It's just, I didn't realize you'd lose that much muscle.
Oh, yeah.
6 weeks, but not using it. I'm thinking, oh, heck, you know, give me the go ahead and go. And that morning I went in, he said, okay, now go ahead and, you know, stand up and take a step. Well, I took that one step and said, whoop, that's not going to work very well. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything to walk on. It's just going to take a while to build it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it really surprised me, though, when he said, well, I said, well, I can get in the boat now. And, you know, when they say 4 to 6 weeks of doing this, it's really going to be up to you. Once I feel like you're strong enough to, you know, that I can safely go out there and get in it and not worry about falling down. So, of course, I wish they'd put our little handrail back up there at the boat ramp when they built put the new boards and everything on the mm-hmm. ramp. They didn't put that one little place out there where you can load the older customers and things like that can hold on to that rail to step down into the boat. So I'd like to see them go ahead and get that put back up, make it a little safer. But water is going down right now to where it's actually stepped down to get into the boat again. So
yeah.
they may keep that drawing down for a while. I mean, it's not unusual during the winter time. It draws down a little bit. Water's cooler, and they can reuse it over and over like that. But did you get that picture I sent you?
Yeah, I saw that. That was your hip, huh?
That was it.
You won't be going through a metal detector at an airport.
Well, in between that one and in my neck, I guess it may set something off. Who knows?
Set alarms off, man.
I said, well, how, you know, it's hard to tell. I said, how big is that thing? He said, well, you know what a 45 round looks like, don't you? I said, well, he said, yeah, that's the biggest one. It's about a 45 caliber. I said, no, crud. But the way it's set in there, you just got to be careful. If you watch the fall, I guess, if it cracks any of that area in that hip, you know, you saw how close it was to the lower spine.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna do what they say, and I'm gonna be careful with it. So I'm keeping up with a couple of guys. You know what's going on with the lake. Water temperature still, you know, the 80s, low 80s, mid 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear we got a fairly substantial front coming. Yeah. You know,
well, that's what they say. They've been promising this for the last couple. It turned out to be nothing. But
no rain. We have had zero rain.
Yeah.
And a couple of my ponds, I've got one, it's done pretty well, but I've got another one that my poor goats are fixing to have to start getting water out of water hose because something don't happen pretty quick. as far as the fishing, it still seems that early morning, there's been fish shallow, lots of bait, you know, everywhere. Crankbaits, rattle traps, first thing, shallow, and still kind of the same thing, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when I talked to you, that deep diving crankbait, if you can handle it, throw it for a while, kind of any time of the day, but, you know, it's usually mid-morning, something like that with that, or late afternoon. I just, I don't know. I can't throw that old big crankbait very long. But I would for some decent fish, and some of the fish has been coming off those deep divers have been some pretty decent fish. So, and then, well, the drop shot works on those same fish that deep diving crankbait works on, too. So a few that way. But I haven't even – I've driven through the park a couple of times, but there's still a lot going on over there, but they're just trying to get it, you know, get done what they said they were going to do, putting in RVs and RV hookups and things like that. And, I haven't seen any signs of any stores or anything like that being just going up. So we just have to wait and see what happens on all this stuff. It's just going to be an 18 to 24 month, you know, going zone.
Well, you'll be catching bass before you know it. Get all rehabbed up and get out there and start harassing them bass again, man.
Well, I'm ready. I know that.
I know it's got to be tough on you, the way you love to fish, to be pinned down like that. But, well, you had to do something. You were just too much pain, bud.
Yeah, it just I just hope it works. So that's I wouldn't have gone through this if I didn't, I didn't have any other recourse. You know, they did everything they could as far as trying to, you know, deaden stuff, and then I wasn't a candidate to kill the nerves. So they'd went through that sample or whatever they were. They go in there and shoot Novocaine or something in it.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to have no pain for 8 hours, but it lasted like an hour and a half. That was
Yeah, that's bad.
So that's when they decided to do this. I tell you, when you get old enough to be on Medicare, you have to jump through a few hoops, but I can't complain. I mean, I've had everything done in between it and a supplemental policy I had. I hadn't got a bill for anything, so we just had to wait and see. Of course, it ain't been that long after surgery, so I better not say that too loud. But they make you jump through the hoops of going to therapy and stuff like that. And they knew in my case, therapy wasn't going to do anything. So that's, to me, that was just a waste of money for 3 weeks or four weeks, whatever it was.
Well, I'm glad you got a good supplemental policy. I do too, but, the deal I took would, if I can go 2 years without using my supplemental, then I won't have any deductible from there on.
Oh,
so that'll make
great.
It nice in case something happens to me, you know.
Right.
Boy, these deductibles, they'll just they'll drain the bank, buddy.
Well, I've seen some, like one of our pastors up here, you know, they're stuck with a lot of that old insurance that, you know, from years past, you know, a deductible of $5,000.
I mean, everybody's, you know, once we changed everything up in the healthcare system, everybody's deductibles just went through the roof, and their policy prices.
I know this stuff goes up a little bit every year, cause, you know, but I'll be 70 here next month, so and it'll go up a little bit. It seems like it's creeped
That's
up a little
good.
Bit.
I can start. I can call you an old codger then when you turn 70.
That's the magic number.
That's it, old codger age, man.
I tell you. You know, I always thought 50 was an old number. Good gosh.
Now, 70's the new 50. Nowadays.
We've been told, both of us been told, oh, yeah, there's no way y'all are 70. Hey, that's just good living. Lots of fishing.
Fishing, man. Fishing keeps you young. You got to keep moving.
That's right.
Do something outdoors.
I should be glad to get back. I know that.
I know you will, bud.
Ready, willing, and nearly able.
Nearly able. It's all right.
Just about.
If you ever get lonesome out up there or need help getting in and out of the boat, you know who to call. I'll come a running.
Come on.
I got to get back up there with you. We had a blast that day. That was fun fishing with you, man.
We need another day like that. Shoot.
Yes, sir.
I, I got my customers right now calling. Says, well, I'll just, you get in the boat, I'll drive. I said, well, that's not the hard part. You got to go out there and find the fish. You just go out there and drive. Look.
The hard part's getting you in the boat without injuring you and then let you do the work, and then we'll just catch fish. That sounds like a plan to me.
I tell you what, that old fiberglass gets pretty hard when you go from foot to butt, you know, when you hit that deck. I don't want to do that again. I've done that a couple of times, and I'm pretty careful. Every once in a while, something can happen like that to anybody.
That's true. And I have to watch myself all the time, running from front to back with a net and all that, and stepping over stuff. But falls in the boat, they're not bad for the young, but when you get up our age and it hurts. It takes a while to heal up, man, if you don't break something.
You know, we get in that boat, and all of a sudden you come running up there with two big tackle boxes and 12 rods and reels, thinking you're trying to keep from breaking any of that stuff and stepping on it. Yeah, you get to be a kind of who are them guys that swing on trapezes and stuff like that.
Got to be a gymnast sometimes.
That's it. There you go. A gymnast trying to get around in there. So, but I finally got down to, we've been working on this diet, so I'm down to 223.4. So,
man, I didn't even recognize you.
It's different. I know that. So.
Beanpole Bob.
Well, not quite, but that shit feels better than 308.
I bet it does, man. Get all that weight off of you. I bet you feel great, buddy.
It took about a year and a half to get to
that's
that,
all right. So, hey, it's good for you.
Keep it off. But,
live longer, man. All
I'll
right, Bob.
Keep up with everything.
I know you will. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad you're coming around and look forward to it. Somebody wants to call
likewise.
You. Give them a number out, bud.
281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. I'll try to update everything that you're doing at the lake in there as soon as I can.
Okay.
Y'all have
buddy.
A great morning and a good weekend coming up.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Bob. Take care, buddy.
Hey, take care.
All
no
right,
problem.
Good
take
deal. Care. Glad he's doing better, man. Great guy. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 436 in the Bayou City. As we move down the coast now and go down to Matagorda, let's check in and see what's up with Captain Tommy Alexander, shall we? Tommy, what's up?
Good morning, man.
How are you?
Man, I'm good. It's
me
foggy.
Too. It's a little foggy?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the harbor.
Well, maybe it'll clear out when you get down by the coast. I was foggy the other morning, pretty thick there for a while, but it lifted about 8 o'clock. It burned off pretty quick.
I hadn't had it bad on the water yet, but it's definitely foggy right here where I'm driving.
Yeah.
I just hit a pretty good patch of it.
Well, I dread those days coming up this winter when usually it's about Mardi Gras time on into the early spring when you get that water real cold, and then those warm fronts, you know, you get those south winds, and, boy, we make some nasty sea fog. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, I hate it. And, I've had some good days in fog, but most of the time when I can't see anything, I'm not catching them. I don't know why.
No, you got to be able to read the water and see things to catch fish a lot of times, bud.
When it's, you know what I mean, when you're fogged in out there, I don't ever get on.
I remember we used to go out of Trinity Bay on those foggy days like that, and you'd go get to the area where the birds had been working, and you just cut the key off and listen.
Yeah.
And you'd hear a school of birds squawking and idling that direction until you stumbled up on them. They appeared, and cut the key off and just sit in them fish and just beat on them for hours. One school. Yeah.
If it's not blowing and you can get into them like that, you can do it. My problem is I don't know. I don't ever seem to find them. Most time I don't find them. I can hear them. I end up missing them or something. But I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of fog.
No, it's quite restrictive. Plus, you're worried to death about somebody running over you, because you'll hear those boats. Hell, they'll be running 90 to nothing in that stuff, man.
Running 50, 60 miles an hour, and I can't see 20 in front of my boat, and I hear them coming right at me.
Hey, wading the shoreline in the fog, it's even worse when you hear them coming.
If I can't, I don't wade. If I can't see, you know, at least 100 yards, I try not to wade. Just wait for something to do something else. We got that Texas Trio tournament today, so there'll be a bunch of people in that.
Well,
pretty big one. Not as big as it normally is because of all the COVID stuff, and I think they had some people backing out. And, you know, they had to move the date on it. It was supposed to be in the summer like normal, but I think there's still about 55 teams.
Yeah, COVID's just as bad now as it was this summer.
Yeah.
How do they work these weigh-ins with this COVID thing? I mean, how do they keep everybody from getting all congested up? And
supposed to be like 100 people, no more than 100 people in our pavilion at one time. And then, you know, I think they recommend only one team member come to weigh-in instead of your whole team. You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You walk in and weigh your fish. I think I don't. You know, a lot of the tournaments are doing one team member instead of the whole team. Stuff like that. And I heard 100 people is what I heard for a maximum of our pavilion. Instead of, you know, sometimes there's 200 or 300 people in there, but I guess you can't do that anymore.
No.
And they're not doing the Calcuttas. Nobody's doing Calcuttas and the big parties the night before. Everybody's kind of canceled that deal out, you know. They're not having the big blowouts the night before.
Well,
it's just fishing.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of the fun parts of it aren't there. But we'll see how it goes. Fished that today. Then we got, Binks got another big group at the lodge this weekend, Saturday and Sunday both. So we'll do that the next 2 days.
Well, not a tournament. Sound like business is good down there. People going to come where the fish are.
They're coming, yeah.
Yeah.
We are every, I don't, it's like amazing to see our parking lot. I mean, on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, boat ramps are packed. It's just packed. There's people down here every day of the week. Doesn't matter what day anymore. You know, used to, a Wednesday was pretty light. Not anymore.
Huh.
We got people. 7 days a week, they're here.
Yep. These fish get an intense amount of pressure year-round. They never get a rest.
Yeah, it's amazing to see those weekdays, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you'll be over there and there'll be 25 boats in the harbor tied up on a Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
Just unusual to see that.
Field of dreams, baby. Field of dreams. They will come.
But got fish, they will come.
That's it. Have rod, will travel.
Have rod, will travel. So, I don't know. We're going to check that out. Hopefully the weather, I think the weather's going to stay good today. Might get a little messed up tomorrow, but
yeah, I think that front should come through sometime tonight during the nighttime. We'll have a pretty good north breeze tonight and tomorrow, so but a good cool down nonetheless. So, well, Tommy, if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and get hooked up and throw them out some info.
Yeah, still booking November dates and got plenty of December dates open. Anybody wants to go in December, I got plenty of those.
Okay.
Got a few left in November. Give me a call or look me up, Captain Tommy Alexander. Best way is just give me a call, 979-709-8242.
All right, bud. Well, Tommy, good luck today, and y'all be safe out there.
All right, Mickey.
Wear your mask, man. Wear your mask. All right. See you, man. Take care. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda. Now we're going to go way on down the coast to South Padre, and let's get hooked up with Captain Brian Barrera. Brian, good morning. Are you there?
Morning, sir. How you
What's
doing?
What's up, bud?
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I didn't answer my phone last week.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
Yep. You see, you're never going to believe me, but I've got the best excuse ever. I swear I've been going through some cell phone issues. I wasn't getting
I believe that.
For like a few days, I wasn't getting no service. I had to call and have them reset my satellite. I woke up thinking that you didn't call me, and then a little bit later in the day, I was like, how do I have no service in my house? And I was like, maybe that's what happened with old Mickey today. But yeah. Anyways, fishing's been good. Been pretty good lately.
Well, that's good.
Been doing a lot of fishing. Actually, the snook fishing out of all of them was a little bit tough last week. I had some snook trips. The morning snook fishing was really tough, but the afternoon's been pretty good. But I tell you what, we're just kicking into this mangrove snapper bite where these big, huge mangrove snappers start getting really aggressive and the big ones start showing themselves and stuff. And it's been a blast. I almost drop everything and start chasing these big mangroves.
I've seen some nice pictures of them, man. You're catching some toads.
Yeah, I know. We're catching, 4 to 8 pound mangrove snapper on top water.
Man, that's sweet.
And you think a Jack Revell comes up and hits the top water aggressively. these mangrove snapper are mad at them things. I've seen them come from, 10 feet down in some clear water, come up and smash a top water lure on top, or even a live mullet. I've been throwing some live mullet for them occasionally once they kind of get onto me with the top waters.
Yeah.
And man, those mullet just stay swimming around on top. And those things come up and just annihilate those mullet. They've been hitting them so hard, and I got on this bite with them in this one area where I've been catching gag grouper and mangrove snapper.
Amazing.
Not on top, some of them on top water lures, actually, like some of the grouper and stuff on top water lures, but mainly getting those grouper and those snapper to come up and bite these baits on the top. Like you see a grouper come up and actually blow up a mullet on the top. It's pretty amazing to witness this time of year. And I've been getting on these fish, and I swear I've been hooking a couple of them that are 12-13 pounds that are just unstoppable. That just I popped off
amazing.
Like maybe I went for 2 days straight and I must have popped off 11 fish that were just monsters. They look like federal red snapper or something. Some of these fish are these mangrove snapper are humongous. And I couldn't get them on at first because the really huge ones only wanted to bite these, 10, 11-inch big live mullet. That's the only thing I get the really huge ones to eat. But they don't have a huge mouth, so they'd get, half of that mullet. They'd kill it, and then they eat it in two bites or something. So I was missing a bunch of them, because they'd eat just the tail. They'd start pulling drag, and I had my circle hook in the nose, And I ended up coming up with a little idea and put together a big old stinger hook on one. And so I started hooking them. I would put the circle hook on top and drag another piece of 60-pound leader to the back. I'd have a circle hook in the nose, a circle hook in the tail with a little bit of leader line enough to where they had some room to where they could swim around. Mm-hmm. And they looked pretty natural. And boy, when those mangroves, big mangroves come up and they'd eat only the bottom half of those fish, I started hooking up eventually. And getting a hold of them, getting a few of them into the boat, the biggest ones are still popping off 60-pound leader. What they do is they hang out in some of these wrecks, and there's these seawalls. I've been fishing a ton of seawalls this time of year. What happens is, the seawalls, the first cold fronts that come in, the seawalls will retain heat, and the heat that's outside, will travel under the water along these seawalls as well. It'll be a tad bit warmer along the edge of these seawalls than it will be in the open water. And also what helps out big time is not only that the water is warmer by the seawalls, is also that these seawalls, if you ever look at them, how rusty they are and stuff like that, a lot of them underneath the water, they're even rustier, and they develop these holes inside of these seawalls out in there, and it goes down in there a few feet. And these big mangrove snapper, these gag grouper, these snook, and other fish, small bait fish and things will live inside of those holes inside the seawall. And I don't know also if you ever go to Bass Pro Shops or something and you look at the aquarium in there, and you see you'll see a lot of these largemouth bass or these snook and stuff like that, like positioned along the back wall and stuff, just, you know, suspended along the wall in there. And that's what a lot of fish do. They just like that for some reason. They like to have their cover or whatever, and especially this time of year when you start getting those first fronts, you know, with that retaining heat along those metal objects in the wall or concrete that's coming down. The fish just love them. And it's like a zone where the fish are hanging. And I'm just, I've been targeting seawalls and barges for the last, you know, 10 guide trips. And we've been having really good luck doing that topwater bite and everything. Sorry, I just dropped a lot of info there. I get jacked up talking about these snacks.
That's the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah.
You still got to execute.
I tell my clients, I tell every single one of them, I was like, don't let them catch you off guard, because it's going to be a huge explosion. It's going to freak you out. Don't let them get you back down in there. You can't just hold on. You can't just hold on for dear life here. You got to yank these suckers
out. No, you got to get them out, man.
Every single one of them off, yeah. So you're going to pop every single one of them off. You got to stand at the front of the boat. As soon as that fish eats, you give him like 3 seconds to swallow that mullet, you close your bail, and you start running to the back of the boat with your bail closed and drag screaming out. You know, start walking to the back of the boat.
That's it.
While you're reeling. Because if not, they're going to get you in those holes in the wall. And I don't care if you got 60-pound fluorocarbon leader, or you got, you know, 60-pound braid, or you got 4 foot of extra leader line on there, they're going to get you in there and they're going to pop you off.
Once they get that head back in that hole, that line will pop like thread, man. Just cut it smooth.
Yeah, they're just such powerful fish. They're going to go 25 yards in any direction they want regardless. If not, you're going to have to use a stronger hook to where the hook won't open up and they won't eat with a huge hook like that. So you need a light, fine wire hook, and you need a little bit of lighter line. And so you're basically maxed out at certain spots to where if you put the drag down too much, you're just going to open up the hook on them. And if you use a bigger hook, they're not going to eat it. So you got to really be able to finesse them. And you got to get lucky as heck, too. So that's what
it's
all about.
That's fun anyway. I mean, hey.
Yeah. It's fun getting your butt whooped by some fish every once in a while. But after you get your butt whooped by about a dozen of them, you start getting really mad and you want to land one, you know.
Fish been whipping my butt for 40 years. And I still love to go out and take the abuse.
Yeah, I can't. That's how it is with me with tarpon fishing. There'll be a certain time of year every year where I say, I swear to God, I'm not going to tarpon fish next year. I'm just quitting tarpon fishing. It's too hard. It's just too hard. It's too much. I go through so much crap just to catch one fish. And I say, I swear to God, I'm not doing it. And then as soon as the tarpon start showing up.
As soon as they come back, man, you're going, I got to get out there and jump one.
I'm out there every day. I go drop off my clients at the dock, and I drive myself back out there by myself to chase those tarpon every day. So it is. Got to love it. If you don't love it.
You're just sick like the rest of us, Brian. You got the fever, buddy.
I tell you, I won't forget. I had a guy old school guide, you know, that I knew from here when I was younger, and I was on vacation, and I was telling him that I was going to Florida. I said, I'm going to Florida on my vacation days and stuff like that, and we're going to have a bunch of fun. He's like, what are you doing over there? I said, we're going to go try to catch some tarpon and some bonefish, man. It's going to be freaking awesome. He's like, what? Can't believe that you would go fishing on your day off, on your vacation from fishing. I was like, he's like, I would never do that. And I was like, you ain't got it then, buddy.
No, some people don't understand
the
passion.
Fishing on your vacation or on your time off, you know, you got to love it. Because if not, it's going to be too hard for you.
The passion is real. Yeah, what do they call it? Yep. Addictive fishing?
Yep. I did that TV show one time.
Captain
Blair Wiggins.
With Blair.
Yeah, I did a snook show in the Brownsville Ship Channel. You can actually find that on YouTube. Addictive Fishing. That was a pretty good show. I did. I get a lot of calls from that, and that was a lot of fun. It came out on Discovery Channel and stuff. I had them from Florida was in town, and they had their own special ways. And boy, I took it to old Blair Wiggins. I didn't give him a chance either. I was catching fish left and right, leaving them hanging, leaving them in the dust. But that was my only shot to do the TV show, and I said I wasn't holding back for nobody.
Now, when you go in his backyard over in Florida, he'd do the same thing to you if he gets a chance, I promise you.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. I said, this is my zone here. If I go to your place, you'll school me. I go to Florida to fish with my friends, and they're schooling me like 3-1 on fish, you know.
Well, cool deal. Well, Brian, if somebody wants to get hooked up with you, come down to South Padre. It's real nice down there. There's a lot of things to do, good places to eat, and really good fishing. It's really pretty down there. How do they get a hold of you, bud?
Sure. Anybody can reach me anytime on my cell phone. Call or text, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can check out my website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. Got some openings in November and a lot of openings in December left.
All right, Brian. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you. I'm glad your phone's working properly, and we'll stay in touch. I'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Nice okay, Brian. You. Thank you. See you, man.
Goodbye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.